Peter DeWitt from CMFE. I'd like to give you the floor. Maybe you can introduce yourself and then talk about the digital switchover. What would be the position of your organization about that?
Thank you very much, and it's a great pleasure to be here. I will try to keep it short, and I must keep it short, as I'm told. So I will start with an elevator pitch. I'm visiting Brussels, just presume, just look. And I'm entering the building of the European Parliament to go to a meeting. I have to go to the sixth floor, so I step into the elevator. And Neelie Kroes, the High Commissioner of Telecommunications, Vice President of the European Committee, also enters the elevator. So I have at least maybe five floors to tell us something about community media. And you know these elevators in the European Parliament are very fast, so you have to be short. So I introduce myself. I'm Peter DeWitt. I'm former president of the CMFE and Community Media Forum Europe. So Neelie asked me, oh, community media, what is that? I can't come up with a definition from Mark Europe, from Mark. I can't come up with the definition of the Council of Europe, of the European Parliament motion or the UNESCO. I have to keep it short. So I tell her, community media in short is our not-for-profit media which serves specific groups of citizens and are operated and owned by these citizens. We already on the third floor, so I have to keep it very short. And she asked me, of course, the next question is, oh, community media, interesting. How many are there in Europe? So, and then that's a big problem because nobody knows how many there are. It's also a definition problem, of course, but I can't worry you with all that kind of observations. I say, oh, around 3,200 and 2,500, 2,400 community radio, 600 community television stations. Wow. And then elevator arrives at the fifth floor. She steps out, I step out, and I forgot to exchange cards. It's a pity, a missed chance. In all contributions the days we spent here, the 2 days, you see a little confusion about what community media is. I like to remind to the speech Karol Jakubowicz held in Bucharest in 2008 at the Almark Europe Conference, and where he explicitly said, don't be exclusive, be inclusive. And also in the ministerial declaration of the Council of Europe, there is a very important phrase in the beginning of the definition, namely, may share to a greater or lesser extent. And then there's five or six points that they have to, they may share or to a greater or lesser extent. So let's be inclusive and let's not phase out a lot of radio and television stations that try to provide a local service with the local citizens and for the local citizens. I'll skip a lot of European policy. There was some in some presentations yesterday and today, a reference to the Parliament, European Parliament motion and the Council of Europe declaration, and some people are disappointed by how this declarations and motions have worked out in Europe. I'm in policy for about 30 years now, first in national policy in the Netherlands and now more on European level, and I know these processes are going very slow. But if you see how many reference is already made to these two important texts, I think we can be more or less optimistic. We heard the contribution of Poland, where they work on a new media legislation. They use this declaration. I know in the Netherlands, an important text of the Dutch government used this declaration. I know the United Kingdom, the Ofcom, uses this declaration. Sweden, Ireland, Italy, Spain. Everywhere this declaration is used in governmental environment to redraft or to draft texts for community media, also in the scientific world and conferences like these. These texts come up, and I think it's very important to point to these texts, European Parliament motion, but especially the declaration of ministers of culture in Reykjavik from 4 years ago, because your minister of culture signed this declaration. So if you have any trouble in your country with community media regulation, go to this minister and say, no, you were in Reykjavik, you signed this declaration, what the hell are you doing with it? It's also your responsibility to point in your country to the legislators, to the media authorities, to these declarations, because although they don't have a legal binding authority, this minister signed this declaration. So please point to that when you lobby in your country for better regulation. And of course also the work of EPRA, the very important work on community media, is inspired by these two texts. New media developments, not only digitalization, but also the social upcoming of social media, Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube. In the presentation of my Dutch colleague from Olon, he showed that in the Netherlands they are already using this kind of technologies very far. They do it in a lot of places, and they also combine efforts to exchange technology and to also use the technology together. Social media, are they social? I think community media are more social than social media, and I think social media, the social in social media is overrated. A lot of social media are used to avoid social contacts. You sit behind your computer, your desk, or your phone, and your Twitter or your SMS, but you don't go to this friend or this relative or the. And you have a lot of friends on Facebook, of course, but do you know all the friends on Facebook? I think the social is overrated in social media. And they make, some authors say, they make us antisocial. And it's increasingly easier, especially to have no personal contact with social media. So digital switchover, I think it's related to the... when you talk about community media and digital switchover, it's strongly related to the right of information in the UNESCO Convention on Human Rights and also the European Convention on Human Rights, in where it states that there is a right to impart information and IDs. It's not only to consume or to receive, but also to impart. And that impart is often forgotten in discussions. Impart means an active right. And we should use this phrase in this very important declaration to also participate and demand our place in the digital environment. You know, a digital future is inevitable. In television, it's already there. A lot of analog is switched off in a lot of European countries and a lot of other countries in the world. So you either have to be on cable, and then a lot of cable already used digital television, or you have to be on a digital video broadcasting terrestrial system. And as I explained yesterday, that's not expensive. It's only expensive if you let it over to the national planners and the national broadcasters. You can easily build your own transmitter as you build your own FM transmitter. It's not expensive and not difficult at all. The same counts for radio, for community radio. It will take longer. There are hardly any countries where they phase out FM already. Norway has set a date, but it will postpone this date again and again and again. Sweden was thinking of setting a switch-off date of FM, but there is no country yet that has set a switch-off date for analog FM. And the system for digital radio is now mostly DAB+. Most of you know the term, but it's not necessarily DAB+. There are other systems around that are probably more suitable for community media and that can live together very good with the digital audio broadcasting system. In fact, DRM+ is recognized by important institutions as ITU, International Telecommunication Union, and also the European Broadcasting Union, as a sister standard of the DAB, or a brother standard. At least it's part of the family of digital radio, and it's developing very fast. Mm. There are now ongoing experiments, trials with DRM+ in Norway and France. There were trials in Germany, in UK, Scotland. It's used now in India. It's a very strong proposition with DRM. And DRM+ is available for almost all bands, so also for band 3, where the DAB is planned, but also for FM. It makes very smooth transition possible from analog to digital. So I think we shouldn't be afraid of digitalization, and we should enforce our regulators, our governments and our technicians to also include techniques that are good for our sector, instead of just going to DAB+, which in some circumstances is also very good for community media. But so closing the remark is new technology and also digitalization is meant to make more possible, not less. So thank you very much.